This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 15, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is the discussion of draft advisory opinion 2014-19 Act Blue. And we have Stephen Gold, the requester's general counsel today with us on behalf of Act Blue to answer. Please come forward, thank you, to answer any commissioner's questions during the consideration of this draft advisory opinion. And I'm sorry, could you, for the record, give your name as well? I know we've, both of you.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Stephen Gold. Stephen Gold, General Counsel of ACT Blue.
Melissa Flores for ACT Blue as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming here today. Are there any presentations from the Office of General Counsel? We have Joanna Waldstreicher available and also Amy Rothstein and, of course, Adav Noti here. If you can
Thank
make
you.
The presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Evel. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1503A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by ACT Blue. ACT Blue is a non-connected political committee that serves as an intermediary for contributions earmarked for specific candidates and political committees. ACT Blue currently offers contributors the ability to make contributions that are earmarked for party nominees that have not yet been identified, known as nominee funds, and contributions earmarked for individuals who may become candidates but have not yet registered authorized committees, known as draft funds. The request asks whether ACT Blue may offer several types of variations on nominee and draft funds intended to appeal to contributors who wish to support a female candidate for president in 2016. The draft concludes that all three proposed variations on nominee and draft funds are permissible under the Act and Commission regulations, so long as the criteria and deadlines for determining the ultimate recipients of the earmarked contributions satisfy certain requirements. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Waldstreicher. Are there any questions or comments from anybody? Commissioner Traub.
Thank you,
ma'am. Did you lose the...
My microphone's falling apart, but I think it'll still work.
Okay.
I think this really doesn't break any new ground. We've had a series of advisory opinions, many of them from ACT Blue. We appreciate your continuing to come and give us something to do. But going back to the We Lead opinion in 2003, where the commission decided that it was permissible to collect funds for whoever became the nominee of the Democratic Party in that case, without knowing in advance who that person was or naming that person in advance, and we said that was okay. And then ACT Blue came in 2006 and asked whether they could set up a mechanism for people to contribute to particular prospective candidates by name without knowing whether they would actually become candidates or not. And now we have a request to contribute to whoever the nominee becomes, assuming that that person is a woman. So, I mean, I think it's really not... I don't know how we could legally distinguish it from the opinions that the commission has previously given out. So, much as we appreciate your asking, I think the answer is pretty clear, and I'll be happy to support the draft.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments? Commissioner Walther.
Just a little bit. I've supported your request in the past, and it's not an issue for me in terms of generally providing for criteria that are objective and don't require any discretion. But it concerns me a little bit about, I'm curious to know what the Office of General Counsel's analysis is in terms of gender criterion, along with any other kind of protected class, and see what role you think we would play if people were coming before us on MERS to enforce one way or another a gender class, and see what your thinking has been on that.
Well, there's a footnote in the draft, footnote one.
One.
that I think addresses what you're asking. For the purposes of this advisory opinion, Act Blue has asked the commission to assume that gender is a easily determined fact, that it's not something that's an issue. And for the purposes of drafting this advisory opinion request, we have made that assumption. I don't know that we're not addressing the situation where that's something that's in question, whether what someone's gender is or anything beyond just the assumption that someone is a man or a woman and whether they qualify for the nominee fund or not.
Well, I think, there's two different questions that arise there. I see if it says they're asking the commission to assume that the candidate's gender is easily determined and that the opinion does not address situations in which the determination of a given candidate gender is subjective or requires inquiry. Let's just assume that. I'm just talking about somebody who says, well, I don't think it's... we could get into the issue of how this gets determined, but I don't think we need to get into a lot of detail about that.
See.
But I'm curious to know, when you get to a gender situation, if people would say that there are other classes or other types of things that are protected which are asked for a sanction in an opinion, such as if somebody said, well, how about we'll only give to a white male. We'll only give to something like that. How would we analyze that role?
Well, I'm
in
not
a case
sure,
like that.
I'm not sure we're being asked to analyze how someone decides what candidate to contribute to. We're just being asked to analyze whether Act Blue can facilitate someone making a contribution to the type of candidate they would already like to make a contribution to. We're not providing any... someone's already free to decide to only give contributions to white male candidates or to female candidates or whatever type of candidate they want to, and we're not saying that any particular type of candidate can receive or not receive contributions. We're just being asked to analyze whether Act Blue can facilitate people making contributions to the type of candidate they've already decided to make a contribution to.
Well, I guess I hear that. I know that. However, we're being asked to... It's found its way into this advisory opinion, and if it were something that just was, you know, their discretion based upon who the nominee was or something like that, but at some point we find ourselves potentially involved in discussing or making, you know, decisions on the basis of gender, and just is... I'm probably going to support this, but I just wanted to get your thinking as to what role you see us in down the line when we involve ourselves. This is kind of sticking our toe in the water in terms of potential, I wouldn't call it discrimination, but at least, identification of...
Well, first
classes
of all,
that have been protected.
That's true. I don't think advisory opinions apply only to the facts that are... posed in the request, and that's not all that's being asked here is whether ActBlue can facilitate contributions earmarked to candidates that meet certain criteria. They're not going any farther than that right now. They're not proposing any form of discrimination here, and so the advisory opinion only goes as far as what the request asks. So we're not addressing future situations that may arise because that's beyond the scope of an advisory opinion. That's one element. Another is I'm not sure I see that this is giving the commission any role in facilitating discrimination or anything. It's just allowing someone to make a contribution to whoever they're choosing to make a contribution to. And the commission doesn't get involved in regulating who people can make contributions to, what candidates they can make contributions to. And this is just applying the existing regs and statute to Act Blue's, you know, platform.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? I would like to echo what Commissioner Weintraub said. I think this is clearly within the purview of what we're already permitted to do. And I'd like to go a little further and, you know, commend Act Blue for bringing forward innovative ideas as they have about how to encourage more participation in the political process, more small donors. And sort of as a different perspective on the question asked by Commissioner Walther, I personally am very concerned about the dearth of women candidates in public life and how difficult it is for women to compete, particularly in fundraising. And so this, I think, is one step forward to help with what I think is a serious problem that we have in this country. So thank you very much. And I, too, will support it. Are there any other questions? Commissioner Walther, did you want to add something?
No.
Okay.
I just had some questions.
Like I said, I'll
support this, but I was interested to just see what kind of analysis we might be confronted with down the line.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there a motion? Commissioner, Vice Chair Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2014-19 relating to Act Blue, I move approval of agenda document number 15-03-A.
Oh, yes.
Office of General Counsel would like to ask for authority to make any necessary technical conforming changes.
Could you add that to your motion?
And let me add that the authorization for the Office of General Counsel to make technical and conforming changes if necessary.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Obviously none. This passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.